USA Radio News.
All eyes on Monday are on President Trump's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now we're hearing after the meeting on Monday, there will be a joint news conference. Senator Lindsey Graham has a prediction for this meeting.
I have a lot of faith in President Trump. Putin ran over Obama because he was so weak in the eyes of President Putin. President Trump needs to convince President Putin that he wants a better relationship, but things have to change to get it. And at the end of the day, Putin doesn't respect Trump, this will be a failed summit. I believe that President Trump is going to lay out what a good relationship will look like and challenge Putin to get there. And if he fails to get there, that Trump's going to convince him, unlike Bush, unlike Obama, you'll pay a price on my watch.
A new Gallup survey shows that 62% of Americans believe China's trade policy towards the United States is unfair. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
A recent study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that 1 in 3 American adults are not getting the 7 hours of sleep that they need. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Dr. Ann Wheaton, an epidemiologist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says first, set a regular sleep schedule. Then,
making sure your bedroom's dark, quiet, not too hot or too cold. Turning off or removing televisions, computers, mobile devices from the bedroom.
Also, avoid large meals and no caffeine at night.
If you don't get enough sleep over time, this can affect your risk for many chronic conditions, including hypertension, obesity and diabetes, cardiovascular disease.
I'm John Clemens.
McDonald's removed salads from 3,000 restaurants in 14 states after the products were linked to gastrointestinal illness in Illinois and Iowa. At least 15 people in Iowa reported getting sick after eating McDonald's salads between late June and early July. The FDA is working with McDonald's to figure out why people are getting sick. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Since she was 3 years old, Alyssa Carson has always wanted to be an astronaut. Well, she's going to have her chance. Alyssa is now training to be one of the astronauts to go to Mars in the year 2033. She joined Fox News to talk about why she wants to go to Mars.
I think that when I first got interested, I mainly wanted to go to Mars just because of the curiosity of it and kind of wanting to know what was there. And as I've gotten older, I've kind of started to learn more about the importance of going and how important it is to kind of show all of us humans that we have the ability and we have the technology that we can actually explore further than just Earth. And going to Mars is actually a possibility that can actually become our reality of having people go there, stay there, do research, and come back safely.
She was also asked about the safety aspect of traveling 30-some million miles away.
I think that kind of growing up and going to, like, visitor centers and meeting people who work at NASA and just kind of the environment that you're put around, you kind of see how important, like, safety is to everyone around. So I think that, you know, even though Mars is super far away, I definitely think that, you know, seeing everything that's going in, it kind of reassures you that the mission's going to go as planned.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and over the next 15 years, Carson will have to get her Ph.D. in astrobiology as well. For all of these stories and many more, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.